Some of the scariest looking pumpkins never make it to Halloween. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Finding decent pumpkins for Halloween can be a challenge in the southern United States, thanks to a crop pest called the melon worm. Aaron Cato is an extension entomologist at the University of Arkansas.
The first thing that we have found in our trials is that melon worm doesn't come to all pumpkins equally. It is attracted to some types of pumpkins more than others. And honestly, it's a bit of a sad thing, but they're most attracted to jack-o'-lanterns, which, you know, are the largest amount of pumpkins that we're growing for the fall market.
Cato says melon worms feed on the leaves and the fruit of pumpkins and similar plants like squash and watermelon. The results can be pretty ugly and costly to farmers, says Cato, especially if the crop is not treated with a pesticide in due time.
What we found in our data is that our untreated is obviously 20 to 40% fruit loss, but pretty much every other treatment that we looked at, whether we scouted or we did a calendar spray, we were able to effectively control them. So the second we found melon worm, we applied either our broad spectrum insecticides or a category specific or organic. All of them did a great job.
Melon worms don't venture out beyond tropical and subtropical climates, which is why they're not a concern farther north in the U.S. In affected areas, farmers are encouraged to scout fields early in the fall each year. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.